ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. We were discussing verse number 7, which Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, after mentioning verse number 6, where he presents a very important principle, and that is that all kinds of power, every power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, he says, فَلَا مُصْدِرَ لِمَا أَوْرَدْتَ وَلَا صَارِفَ لِمَا وَجَّهْتَ وَلَا فَاتِحَ لِمَا أَغْلَقْتَ وَلَا مُغْلِقَ لِمَا فَتَحْتَ وَلَا مُيَسِّرَ لِمَا عَسَّرْتَ وَلَا نَاصِرَ لِمَنْ خَذَلْتَ. We talked about the first two phrases, and that is, none can take back what you have brought about. None can avert what you have directed. Today we will look at the other two phrases where Imam says, none can open what you have closed, none can close what you have opened. Again, the principle is the same. As we mentioned, that you see, any phenomenon that happens and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes to happen, a person should not think that, you know, if Allah has made this to happen, another person can make something else to happen. For example, if I have a predicament, a certain person can help me solve the predicament without the help of Allah or independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
In the worldview of the monotheists, in the true sense of the word, you find that the only powerful person who has power in all levels of existence is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and none other than Him. Even whatever we tend to do, whatever we tend to, for example, effect in other people, everything is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. And therefore, anything that happens, a person cannot say that contrary to that, we can make it happen. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is out of ignorance that some people try to question and say that if that was the case, then why the kuffar are perpetrating their heinous massacres and Allah is doing nothing about it. We should say that you do not know what is the hikmah and wisdom of Allah allowing these people what they are doing. It's not that He is the one who is making them do this, obviously not. They have a volition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And by that volition, they are choosing something which is evil. But the power ultimately belongs to Allah. So even whatever they are doing, it is by Allah's permission. And the reason why Allah permits is because of intense mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, it's only because of our ignorance of the realities that we don't know. What is the hikmah of allowing such things to happen? You find that in the hereafter, some people would say, I wish these calamities would continue so that I can get even higher levels of perfection. And you, the for some people who, because of spiritual wayfaring, they come to a realization, even in this world, while they are going through spiritual exercises, they come to realize that there is wisdom in every action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. And therefore, they don't question that.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So, when a supplicant supplicates, and when he says that, he should understand that everything, all power belongs to Allah. And whatever happens to me, I cannot change the situation. In these two other phrases, whereby we say that whatever Allah opens cannot be closed, and whatever He closes cannot be opened. One of the probable meanings is that, you know, whatever door of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens, or for example, whatever outlet of difficulties or outlet from difficulties that Allah opens. Let's say you had a predicament that was actually strangulating you because of the problems that you are encountering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens a way from that difficulty towards ease. And if He does that, however an enemy, you know, shows enmity to you and whatever he plans against you, nothing would transpire, because Allah wants that you come out from your difficulties. And vice versa. If, for example, a person, you know, is in very much ease and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him into difficulties because of the sins that he has committed or because of a trial that he has to undergo so that he reaches a high level. And if somebody else wants him to come to the station of ease, nothing will happen, because ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the control. The problem comes when a person relies on others and says, you know, this person will solve the situation. Although the door has been closed apparently, but this person is going to solve the situation. Sometimes, you know, there is that ignorant expression that you find some people saying that, you know, because of Allah and because of this person, that is why I came out from the difficulties. Or, inshallah, Allah will help me and this person will help me. So, you know, it's as if he has considered two powers that exist. Allah's independent power and this person's independent power. Not realizing that this is shirk. This is actually trying to attribute somebody else the characteristics that Allah has. That means he actually thinks that there are two beings, but they are not two beings. The reality is that there is only one being. The other is an entity which depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have anything of his own. Inshallah, we'll continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقای کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم، عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.